You don't put up with unbelief. You don't put up with the lies of the devil. You put up with the word of God, and you say to Satan, you shut your mouth, you get out of my face, you get off of my money, you get off of my body, you get off of my family, whatever it is, you rebuke him.
When you hold on to the Word will hold on to you. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland as she shares how God's Word can help with whatever challenges you're facing.
Hello, everybody. We're going to talk about faith today. We're talking about faith and patience today. It takes two things to make your life work, to make everything tick, to get things like you want it. And that's faith in the Word of God, faith in what God has already said, and patience. We're going to get to both of those things this week. We're going to review a little bit about faith. Call to remembrance the former days in which you were illuminated. You endured a great fight of afflictions. Everything's not going to just always be perfect, but it will improve and it will get better. And the longer we do it, the better we get at walking by faith and the more things are perfected around us. But we always will have to have our faith. Why is that? Because we have an enemy. His name is Satan, and he's come to kill, to steal, and destroy, the scripture says. So he's out to get us, but he can't have us if we stay in faith. So listen to this. You have need. The writer of Hebrews, whom I believe is Paul, said, but call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of affliction. So things were not just a bed of roses for the Hebrew Christians. They suffered. They had to endure. They had to hold fast in the hard place. And so will we. We have to hold fast in the hard place. If the doctor's given you a report that says we can't cure you, you're going to die in 5 months, 6 months, or whatever, you're going to be bedfast for the rest of your life, what do you have to do? You have to hold fast in a hard place to the Word of God that says by His stripes you were healed. Every sickness and every disease, the Bible says, is under that curse of the law. And we have been redeemed from the curse. So you have to know these things, and then you have to stand for it. It's not just what you know, it's what you actually act on. It's what you do. Called to remembrance the former day. So these people had problems. And after which you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of affliction. You get the word of God on something, and you begin to put it into operation. The enemy, who is the devil, whom his name is Satan, he tries to go into high gear to talk you out of the Word of God. But what are we supposed to do with devils? We're supposed to cast out the devil. In other words, you don't put up with unbelief. You don't put up with the lies of the devil. You put up with the Word of God, and you say to Satan, you shut your mouth, you get out of my face, you get off of my money, you get off of my body, you get off of my family, whatever it is, you rebuke him. And what do? We cast him out of our lives and out of our circumstances, and we hang strong on the Word of God. So these people had been through tribulation, but he said, the Lord, you called to remembrance, but called to remembrance the former days after which you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. You endured. So they got through it. They won it. Partly while you were a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while you became companions of them that were so used. For you had compassion of me in my bonds, and you took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing. You got to know this. You got to know this in yourself. You've got to know what God says in His Word, and it's got to be in here. Knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Now, here's Here's the crux of the matter right here. We studied on this all last week. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Don't let go of your faith. Pressure comes. Tribulation comes. Problem come. Don't let go of your faith. That's what it's saying. Cast not away your confidence, which has a real recompense of reward, or great, which has great recompense of reward. Your faith brings the reward. For you have need of patience. We're going to talk about patience this week. We're going to review a little bit about faith, but we're coming to patience this week. Faith and patience, the power twins. If you've got faith undergirded by patience, you're going to win. If you let go of your faith, you're going to be on your own, so to speak. You don't have any guarantees. But with faith and patience, for you have need of patience. Don't cast away your confidence, your faith. For you have need of patience after you've done the will of God, that you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and so that's how we could look at it like this. We receive the promises of God through faith, through believing what they say, and then patience by holding fast to what they say until the answer comes. Well, it might take, who knows how long it takes. I mean, it could take any amount of time, but patience won't wear out if you won't quit. So through faith and patience, we receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he shall come, he that shall come will come and not tarry. Now, it's still now. Jesus hasn't come yet, so it's still now. Now the just shall live by faith. The just, those are people that are in right standing with God. The just, those who are right before God. Now, in this time also, now the just shall live by faith. What is that? The just shall live by believing what God says in His Word. We are the blessed and fortunate people to have the Word of God printed for us. That's not always been true in the history of the church. They haven't had the Word of God like we have it. We can get the Word of God in 26 translations. There's one book that puts it out in 26 translations. We can get the Word of God. These people didn't have a Bible like that to go to. It was like we have, word of mouth, so to speak. You had to lay hold of it. You had to hang on to it. You had to not let go of it. We've got every advantage. Now the just shall live by faith. We can do this. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We are not of those who draw back. What would that be? Well, if the Word says you're healed, you acted on it, you believed for it, and then a week went by, 6 weeks went by, 2 months went by, and the symptoms were still there, and you said, well, I guess it didn't work. That is an example of drawing back. What are you doing? You're letting go of the Word of God that says healing belongs to you, that says Jesus Himself took your sicknesses and carried your diseases. Now, in that not letting go, that's patience. Patience does not let go of faith. That force, patience is that force that does not surrender to circumstances or succumb under trial. It's a fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, faith. Those are fruit of the Spirit. The quality that does not surrender to circumstances or succumb under trial. It is the opposite of despondency. When you begin to get despondent, depressed, down, you know you're not yielding to patience, but you're yielding to the circumstances. It is the opposite of despondency and associated with hope. Now, in verse 32, it said, chapter 10, 32, well, let's go right here. Let's go to, let's just look at verse 38. It says, now the just shall live by faith. Verse 35 said, cast not away therefore your confidence or your faith, which has great recompense of reward, for you have need of patience, the fruit of the Spirit of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he shall come. He shall come. He that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now, until he comes. Now, today. For the rest of your life in the earth. If Jesus comes, those who are, know him and are his, born again, have made him Lord of their lives, when he comes to receive us into the air with him, we call that the rapture. What a day. He's not here yet. So until that happens, we're going to have faith and patience every day in every situation. Now the just shall live by faith. So we live by faith. We live by eating food. We live by breathing. We live by different things that we have to have, but we live by faith. Hallelujah. We can do this. Now the just, those who are in right standing with the Lord, who honor him, who honor his word, who do what he says, they shall live by faith. They shall live by believing God. But if any man draw back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We are not those who draw back. We stand in faith. We hold fast. Now, Ken and I have proven this. We've walked it out by not long. Before long, it'll be about 50 years. It's been a long time. We have proven, we know in our hearts and in our experience by now that the Word works. We know that when we hold on to the Word holds on to us and changes our circumstances, changes our body, changes our bank account, changes our family. The Word works. The just shall live by faith. That is just not up for discussion. That's just the way the Bible says it. It doesn't say it would be nice if you live by faith. It doesn't say, you know, you might want to check faith out. No, it says the just, those are who are in right standing with God, shall live by faith, or shall live by believing what God says in his word. But if any man draw back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Chapter 11, 1. Now the just shall live by faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. When you walk by faith, you can't see the answer with your natural eyes. That is walking by faith. You're walking by what you believe from the Word of God. You believe it in your heart, so you say it with your mouth, and you put your actions in agreement with the fact that God says it belongs to you. Let's just take healing. That healing belongs to you, and you don't let go of it. Or you put yourself in agreement with God's Word concerning the prosperity of your life, increase and blessing. The Word says if you're a tither, the windows of heaven are open to you and God will pour you out a blessing that there's not room to receive. But you know, when you tithe, you have to tithe in faith. If you tithe and you just, you know, you put your money on Sunday morning, you put that money in the bucket and you think, man, I could have used that money. Boy, there it goes. There it goes down the aisle. Plunk, plunk. I could have used that money. That's not faith. No, faith would be looking back at what the Scripture says about tithing, that it opens the windows of heaven. When you tithe and you release that money into the, wherever you, God tells you to send it, into His work, you don't be sad about it unless you're out of faith. You think, hey, there it goes. It's going to work. My tithe's going to work. The windows of heaven are opening for me, and God's pouring me out a blessing. There's not room enough to receive it. The devil says, might say, well, yeah, but you don't even have a job. You should say, I rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name. I am a tither, and the windows of heaven are open to me. That doesn't say anything in that scripture in Malachi about having a job. It doesn't say if you have a job, you will be blessed. We're all called to do something. It's the will of God for us to work and to have an occupation. But if we get in a situation beyond our control and we don't have a job, it's not going to hold back the blessing unless you let the devil talk you out of the word. The windows of heaven are open to me, and it's not going to hold back the tithing. You say, well, yeah, but I am out of a job. I hardly have enough to eat. Well, you're the one that you must tithe. You must give God his part so that God can move through your part. Glory to God. I remember when we didn't tithe. Boy, it was sad. I mean, we had to believe God for grocery money. We had to believe God to put gas in the car. I mean, everything was a challenge. But when we started tithing, this is not my message today, but it's just an example of acting on faith from the Word. When we started giving God his part, it looked like we really needed his part. But we got revelation, and we saw that we had to. If we wanted to prosper supernaturally, we'd have to get God involved in our money. So that's an extra message. Now the just shall live by faith. We are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now, today, right now, faith is the substance. My margin says the ground. Faith is the ground or confidence. Faith is the substance, the confidence, the ground of things hoped for. In other words, it gives us ground to believe for the future. Faith is the substance. It gives substance to what the Bible says. It'll give substance to that thing in our life if we'll believe it and hold on to it. Now, and that's now, right now, faith is the substance of things or evidence of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Maybe you're believing for that healing, but you haven't experienced yet. But faith is the evidence that you will experience if you stay in faith. Or maybe you're believing for a home for your family, but you haven't experienced it yet. Faith is I believe it's the Amplified that says the title deed. It's the evidence of the house that you hope for. It's not like faith is leaving you out here with nothing to depend on. If you don't have the Word of God, you don't have faith. But if you have what God says about meeting your needs according to His riches and glory and other scriptures, you have faith. You have ground. You have evidence of that thing. And faith refuses to let it go. For by the elders, let me read it again. Now faith is the substance, the evidence of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Why do we operate by faith? Because God operates by faith. Because He set this world in motion by faith, and it responds to faith. And besides that, that's just what He set up. That's the way He set it up. So you're not going to receive through unbelief. If you receive supernaturally, you're going to receive by faith. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made with things which do appear. So everything we see around us came because God said, light be. God said this. God said that. God said, let us make man in our image. Everything around us, the trees, everything, they came out of God. He said, and it was. Now, when we are born of God, we get that privilege also of saying and it coming into being. Now, we can say the right things, and the right things happen in our lives. It's always true whether you're born again or whether you're not. Your faith, you have faith in something, and that faith is working according to your words and what you believe in your heart and you say with your mouth. So when you make negative confessions because you're not influenced by the Word of God and you're in unbelief, then negative, bad things come to pass. The Scripture just says in Mark 11, and we're going to talk about that maybe tomorrow, it says that we can have what we say. So when we get to that part, we want to tie this together. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed. God did it with His Word, by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. By faith, Enoch was translated, that he should not see death. He had this testimony. It said that he pleased God. He was translated. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's the rewarder. So we don't have it all together yet if we just believe God is, but we don't believe he's the rewarder. He's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, I think there's some key words there. He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The things of God, the things produced by faith, the supernatural lifestyle that you and I can live in God while we're still natural people and in this natural realm, it doesn't come easy. You're having to learn a whole new way to walk. You're having to not be moved by what you see. You know, until you get in faith, you've always been moved by what you see. If you see storm, then you believe storm. You don't say, storm, get out of here in Jesus' name. No, you just believe storm. You go to the storm cellar. You hide under the bed. You do whatever. So you've got to, it's really, we've walked by what we saw until we came into the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we're going to learn to walk with God by what He says, not what we see. And what He says then takes substance and comes into our life, is manifested in our life, and we get to enjoy it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
When your life is filled with questions, it's not easy to let go and let God take over in every area. But no matter your age, your background, your past, or your current circumstances, living a godly life with purpose is within your reach. In her trademark inspiring style, Gloria Copeland gives you the 10 keys to finding your destiny. Embark on a study that will change the course of your life with any one of these three resources. God's Master Plan for Your Life, the New York Times bestseller by Gloria Copeland. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, the video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, and God's Master Plan for Your Life, an abridged audiobook read by Gloria Copeland. Each of these study tools is designed to help you discover and connect with God's Master Plan for Your Life. Find real answers to real life questions from a real God. Order your God's Master Plan for Your Life products at a special price, just $12 for the book, $49.95 for the video curriculum with interactive workbook and journal, and $22 for the audiobook on CD. Log on to our website at kcm.org and order online, or call toll-free 800-575-4455. God's plan is exciting and available for you to receive. Find out what He has planned for you today.
Today's Memorial Day. It's an important reminder of those who have given their lives in the service of their country. We appreciate and honor them for the price they've paid. Father, we pray for all of our men and women in uniform. We thank you for revealing yourself to them. We thank you for protecting them. We just pray the 91st Psalm over them, that you will keep them, that you will bring them home intact and safe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to, in honor of our men in uniform and Memorial Day, we want to give you this devotional from Faith to Faith. Now, if you have a a loved one in the service and you want two of these, we'll send you two of them because this is our camo. See that? That's camo. This is the one we put together for the men and women in uniform, and they, thousands of them have gone out all over the world. But if your loved one doesn't have one, we'll send one for you and for them. There's a scripture, there's scriptures in devotional every day. There's like this one is, don't overlook your blessings. The next day is your deadly enemy. So we want you to have this. We'd love to give it to you. It's free. Just write in and ask for it. Glory to God. And you need to put a good word. You can, you know, they're short. You can do them in a few minutes. And they, you can get some good positive word in your heart before you go out into the world. This Thursday, we start in Brisbane, the Victory Campaign, May the 28th through the 30th. Brisbane, Australia. Just run over there to Brisbane. That's a beautiful place. And we'd like for you to come. For more information, go to our website at kcm.org. If you're in Australia, tell people about it and bring people to the meeting. The Word of God can change the life of any person in any situation. That's why Ken and I are still going around the world preaching the gospel, because we know what it does for people. We know what it's done for us. We know that because we heard the Word, we're blessed, our family's blessed, we're prosperous, we're healed. And so can you be if you'll take the Word of God, put it in your mouth and in your heart, and live by it. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you'd like to purchase a copy of today's broadcast, visit us online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. To receive your gift of the special edition From Faith to Faith devotional by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, go to our website or call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Up to two copies per household, please. The Copeland family is coming to see you in two new exciting meetings this year. Join them for the Blessing in Action, first in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, August 27th through 29th, then again in Kissimmee, Florida, December 3rd through 5th. You're invited to be a part of these all-new conferences featuring the next generation of the Copeland family. Seven dynamic speakers, three power-packed days. Build your faith, get direction for your life, and find the answers you've been looking for. The legacy continues with the Copeland family meetings. See how much you can grow in 3 days. Come to the 2009 Brisbane Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland from the 28th to 30th of May at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Center, the corner of Merivale and Glen Elg Street, South Bank, Brisbane, Queensland.
I can listen to the tapes. I watch you on my own satellite TV, but you've got to be there. It's nothing like the real thing.
To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The word that's in your heart is the word that talks to you. And the word that takes root in your life is the word you listen to and obey. I mean, if you just know what to do according to the word of God, but you don't do it, that's not faith.